Heart for Teacher, Romantical Girl, read by Sylvain. Gerard's 16 when he meets Barbara, and it's suddenly very important that he knows how to do all the things he has no idea how to do. Things like kissing and unhooking a bra and touching girls. He's practiced as well as he can by himself, making out with his hand and his arm and his pillow, and stealing one of Elena's bras and putting it on himself and practicing taking it off. He's watched movies, so he knows where to touch and how the girl's supposed to react, but he's pretty sure that he's going to get laughed at pretty seriously before he even gets that far. The answer, of course, is Mikey. Mikey's pretty much always the answer to Gerard's problems, since Mikey knows everything and everyone, even though he's only a middle schooler. He's 13 going on Scene Queen, and Gerard goes to him like the guru he is. I have a problem. I don't know who to ask to kill Dion for you. No, not that problem. He frowns. Well, that would be awesome, but it's not that problem. Oh. Mikey pushes up his glasses, which promptly slide right back down to the tip of his nose. What then? You know Barbara. Mikey nods. Barbara's in the scene, and Mikey knows everyone in the scene, or at least knows of them. Yeah. I want to make out with her. Okay. I don't know how. There's a silence, which from anyone else would be damning, but for Mikey it's just contemplative. Yeah, okay. He shifts on his bed, closer to Gerard. They're both sitting cross-legged, knees touching, face to face. No one's home but Elena, and she's down in the kitchen making goulash and smoking cigarettes and watching her soap operas. Does she want to make out with you? She said it could happen. That's easier. He nods and holds up his hand. Girls like to touch, be touched. He reaches out, letting his fingers slide along Gerard's jaw. Gerard catches his breath at the light touch. Mikey's fingers are long and delicate and barely brush his skin. Start off slow. Learn the territory. Slow. Gerard nods, his eyes closing as Mikey's fingers touch him. Right, I can do slow. There is no way in hell he can do slow. He's sporting a boner just thinking about kissing her. He's going to probably maul her face like a tiger. Slow. Mikey leans in. And Gerard can feel breath on his lips. The soft sound Mikey makes as his lips part just a little. Nice and slow. Gerard closes the distance, inches maybe, if that, and presses his lips to Mikey's. His own lips are separated, mouth open to taste Mikey's breath. Mikey's fingers curve against Gerard's cheek, and then they're kissing. It's warm and cool at the same time, mingling breath and his blood pounding in his ears. Mikey's tongue slips out, touching his tentatively, and he gives up all pretense of control, catching it in his mouth and sucking on it, deepening the kiss. Mikey groans, and Gerard likes the sound, likes that he made it happen. Barbara's all but forgotten as he slides a thumb along Mikey's cheekbone, shifting up on his knees, pushing Mikey back onto the bed. Mikey goes easily, and Gerard follows him down, overwhelmed and not thinking about anything but heat and taste and more. Mikey makes another sound then, as Gerard shifts on top of him. It's a gasp and something else that Gerard understands immediately as he feels Mikey's erection press hard against his. Everything bombards him at once, and he pulls away, gasping himself, trying to find a breath somewhere deep in his chest. I think... Mikey rubs his mouth with his hand, and Gerard doesn't even have to look closely to realize he's shaking. I think you're good. Good. Gerard nods, trying to slip off the bed without it being obvious that he's just as hard as Mikey, that moving away is the last thing he wants to do. For kissing. Barbara. Girls. Yes. Good. He nods again, like a bobblehead doll that Uncle Preston has in the back of his Lincoln Continental, as he makes his way to the door. Absolutely good. The end.